with Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The trend continues, and this week's U.S. Drought Monitor report is more of Iowa has some form of drought conditions listed. As of Tuesday, just over 33% of the state had no drought conditions compared to around 36% last week. In the broadcast area, most of Grundy, all of Hardin, most of Franklin, all of Wright, and western Hancock counties are listed as being abnormally dry. Monday, just before 1 p.m., the Sheffield Fire Department was called out on the report of a house fire at 114 4th Street in Chapin. Several family pets died in the fire. The fire was believed to have started in the laundry room of the home. The home sustained smoke and water damage. Assisting agencies were the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, the fire departments from Hampton and Latimer, and EMS units from Sheffield and Franklin General Hospital. Tuesday, about 4:30 a.m., the Iowa State Patrol was called out on the report of a two-vehicle head-on collision along Highway 3, a couple of miles east of Clarion. A 2008 Toyota Highlander driven by 17-year-old Danny Rodriguez Alvarado of Clarion was traveling eastbound on Highway 3 when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with a westbound 2009 Chevy Impala driven by 52-year-old Darren Peel of Alexander. The Alvarado vehicle ended up in the south ditch while Peel's vehicle ended up in the north ditch. Both were transported by Clarion EMS to the Iowa Specialty Hospital for treatment of unknown injuries. Both vehicles were totaled. Alvarado was charged with failing to provide proof of financial liability, failure to yield on behalf of a roadway, no valid driver's license, and operating without registration. Tuesday, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department transported from Jasper County 30-year-old Samantha Olmsted, formerly of Hampton, was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for a charge of forgery. Olmsted is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Tuesday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department transported from Hardin County 47-year-old Daniel Main of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of driving while suspended. Tuesday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 30-year-old Rebecca Ullman of Hampton for driving while revoked. Both were later released from custody. Iowa and several other states have reached an opioid agreement with a drug maker based in Ireland. The agreement says Endo International will provide up to $450 million to participating state and local governments. It bans the promotion of Endo's opioids and requires Endo to turn over millions of documents related to its role in the opioid crisis for publication online. Endo filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection Tuesday night, and the agreement resolves allegations that Endo boosted opioid sales using deceptive marketing that downplayed the risk of addiction and overstated the benefits. Further details of the settlement and the amount of money each state will receive are still being worked out. Iowa's Secretary of State Paul Pate is urging Iowans to apply to be poll workers in this fall's election. Poll workers check in voters on Election Day and hand out ballots. Pate says more than 10,000 poll workers are needed across the state for each election. He says while a good number of poll workers have signed up, county auditors tell him they still need more people.
Some counties perhaps are looking for some more Republicans. Some counties looking for more Democrats because, you know, we require it to be balanced. And that's where people can help us out as well.
Poll workers are paid, but the rate depends on the county. Pate calls poll workers the unsung heroes of our democracy.
They're your friends and neighbors. They go to the same churches and grocery stores that you do. And these are the folks that are really there to make sure you can be comfortable that the election results are accurate and that the process itself is a fair one, because that's what's so important. You've got to believe in the results of those elections for us to really be able to be successful.
Visit pollworker.iowa.gov. Again, that's pollworker.iowa.gov. For more information about signing up to be a poll worker, the general election is on November the 8th. A recent $5,000 grant from Prairie Meadows brings a generator within reach for the West Fork Food Pantry in Sheffield. The recent gift from Prairie Meadows brings the total in grant monies to $15,000 for the generator, but another $8,000 is needed to finalize the purchase. Any donations received above $10,000 needed to purchase the generator will be put toward replacing the series of small freezers being used with a walk-in freezer, which would be more efficient, plus allow the pantry to accept larger donations of frozen food items. Those interested in contributing to the West Fork Food Pantry may mail donations to Post Office Box 277. Again, that's P.O. Box 277 in Sheffield. The zip code is 50475. The Alden Horizons Group is having the Fall Family Festival this year on October 2nd at the Alden Park. There will be a free meal, a costume contest for all ages, costume parade, kids games, and other activities. The Fall Family Festival in Alden, scheduled for Sunday, October 2nd, from noon until 2 p.m. at the Alden Park. Parkersburg Show and Shine Car Show organizer Steve Brass is today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program. Brass will discuss the 23rd annual event happening this Sunday at Miracle Park, with proceeds benefiting the Northeast Iowa Food Bank. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 82, and the low of 56. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.